Today on the Healthy Eating segment, I want to talk to you about something very important in food news. We've heard a lot lately about genetically modified organisms, or GMOs. Monsanto, the company that develops GMO seeds, claims that they're equivalent to non-GMOs, meaning that they are not nutritionally different. Monsanto has spent $7 billion to fight against labeling GMO-containing products. Why don't they want you to know which of the foods that you are purchasing contain genetically modified organisms? There are four major genetically modified crops: soy, cotton, corn, and canola. If you want to get an idea of which food companies use these four genetically modified crops, you can do a search for the article Grocery Store Blacklist and get a list of 12 companies and their subsidiaries who not only use genetically modified crops but have spent lots of money to keep the government from requiring that foods made with GM crops be labeled as such. Our local newspaper, the Morristown Citizen Tribune, printed an editorial from an Oregon newspaper suggesting that scientific evidence shows that there are no health-related problems with genetically modified foods. Apparently, they didn't try very hard to find studies on genetically modified foods. Profit Pro, a Minnesota-based agricultural company, did field trials on GMO and non-GMO corn. The company grew genetically modified corn and non-genetically modified corn. They harvested the corn and compared the nutritional content and the chemical content. And here's what they found. Glyphosate is a weed killer. The GMO corn contained 19 times more glyphosate than is permitted as a maximum in drinking water by the EPA, and 130 times more glyphosate than found to cause organ damage to animals. Glyphosate destroys nutrient content of the GMO crops. GMO corn also contained 200 times more formaldehyde than the maximum that is toxic to animals. And if you remember formaldehyde from biology class, you know, that's what we used to kill the frogs before we dissected them. So there's 200 times more formaldehyde in genetically modified corn than is dangerous or toxic to animals. Non-GMO corn was much higher in potassium, magnesium, calcium, sulfur, and manganese. Non-GMO corn contained no chlorides, no formaldehydes, no glyphosate, or other harmful chemicals that was found in the GMO corn. On March the 26th of this year, 2013, a spending bill was signed into law, H.R. 933. Section 735 of the bill is the Farmer Assurance Provision. This provision prevents federal courts from halting the sale or planting of genetically modified seeds, no matter what health issues arise concerning GMOs in the future. The senator who wrote the bill actually worked with Monsanto on this provision, which allows Monsanto to keep selling genetically modified seeds even if they are found to be harmful to consumers. No wonder people are calling it the Monsanto Protection Act. Many members of Congress were unaware that this provision was in the spending bill that they were voting on. Food Democracy Now! Protesters took their fight against the provision to the White House, but the bill was signed into law anyway. It's obvious that the government is not going to protect people against unscrupulous seed companies. And I might add a side note here on Monsanto. Monsanto is the company that gave us Agent Orange that was supposed to be safe to use in Vietnam. And now a lot of our veterans from Vietnam have horrendous health problems. And if you want to see the damage that was done to the Vietnamese people, you can do a search on the internet and see all of the horrendous birth defects that were caused by the spraying of Agent Orange in Vietnam. If you want safe food, you're going to have to grow your own or buy fresh food locally from a reputable farmer and can for the winter. And that's why I always tell you healthy eating starts at the local farm.